1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Officials warn the hot air temperatures can make playground equipment hot enough to burn exposed skin. Metal slides can reach dangerous temperatures, but so can plastic ones. You need to check the equipment before you let your kids play on hot days, especially for playground equipment that's in direct sunlight. Second and third degree burns can happen within minutes. Officials suggest taking kids to pools, beaches, or splash pads on really hot days. UW-Stevens Point Planetarium summer programs begin tonight with Seeing, A Photon's Journey Across Space, Time, and Mind. The show begins at 7 p.m. tonight. The June schedule of shows is on the college website at uwsp.edu. They will have planetarium shows every Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. and a special youth-focused program for ages 5 to 12 on select Wednesdays with story time at 5:30 and show at 6. Events are free, but donations are always welcome and appreciated. Local farmers join up to fight hunger. Brittany Merlot has more details.
The Marathon County Hunger Coalition is partnering with two local farms to help families in need. The Farm to Family program provides fresh produce to low-income families and is working with Red Door Family Farms and Cattail Organics to distribute 100 produce boxes over the next 25 weeks.
The Spash Boys track team claimed first place at state track and field championships last weekend. The returning athletes were welcomed home with a police escort through the city to the high school. A celebration in their honor took place at the Spash Field House. The Rafters lost two games over the weekend, making them 2-5 for the season so far. They lost to the Dock Spiders on Friday 6-9, beat them on Saturday 1-0, then lost to the Madison Mallards at home 8-5. They'll play the Mallards again tonight for the second game in the series. Play starts at Witter Field at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay, and this is Civic Media News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kaffin. A lawsuit's now been filed in the partial collapse of an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. The action from an injured resident alleges negligence on the part of the owner and others. Police Chief Jeff Bladel says at least three people died. All the bodies have now been recovered.
We were looking for three missing individuals. We don't have any other information at this time that there is any additional people missing and or related to this incident.
The investigators trying to piece together what happened yesterday in the sky over Washington, D.C. Fighter jets were scrambled when an unresponsive business plane went into restricted airspace. It crashed in Virginia, killing all four on board. Former NTSB Chief Robert Sumwalt on what might have happened.
Thank you. uptick since 2020. Today is a big day for efforts to change the way Wisconsin state government shares money with local communities. Governor Evers is meeting with Republican legislative leaders. They, the Republicans, disagree whether the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County should have to hold referendums to raise local sales taxes. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu tells Upfront he wants local elected leaders to make that decision instead of voters. So does Governor Evers, who spoke to reporters last week.
I guess my preference would be that the Senate's position be adopted, but we've got lots of work to do yet.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans in the Assembly will not agree to a shared revenue bill unless Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are required to hold sales tax votes. Well, the governor and the legislature have less than a month to pass a new state budget. Advocates are pushing for extended postpartum health coverage through Medicaid. Mike Moen reports.
Through the American Rescue Plan, states have the option to extend Medicaid coverage for new mothers for up to a year after they give birth. To receive matching federal funds, states had to create their own program for this benefit. Dr. Jennifer Krupp of SSM Health says the current 60-day coverage window puts too many new mothers at risk for serious medical complications such as hypertension disorder.
When we only see them for 2 months because that's all the coverage they have, we really can't make sure that all of their needs are being met to control their blood pressure.
The proposed Wisconsin extension has bipartisan support, but it's unclear if it will be included in the Department of Human Services section of the budget. I'm Mike Moen.
Wisconsin's oldest Chinese restaurant is getting an honor and a $40,000 grant. The Cozy Inn in Janesville opened in 1922. It celebrated its 100th anniversary last year. The Cozy Inn's owners say they plan to use the money to restore its iconic neon sign. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Welcome one, welcome all. This is Town Call on Civic Media Radio Network, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. Here, you are the star, you are the talent, you will drive the talking points of the day. Wisconsin is a beautiful, intelligent, diverse landscape of people across all demographics, and we want to explore what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin. I am William Walter. You might know me from such esteemed programming as Wednesdays with Will on Dueling Tangents, or as the Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, an organization I have been with since being elected by the 5th Congressional District as a delegate to the 2020 National Convention, hosted in our hometown of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, unfortunately virtually, but public safety is paramount. And I'm joined today by a bit of a familiar face to those on the network. Give a shout out to Mr. Luke Mathers. Luke, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Will. I'm excited to join you on this endeavor that we are creating here with Town Call. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, folks may know me from a previous show, Dueling Tangents, which Will was holding down the fort last week. Appreciate that while I was out of town. But the executive producer here at Civic Media and working to, you know, create the best content that our local network can create here for our talk radio listeners across the state of Wisconsin. And I'm thrilled to join you for this noon hour. We're having a lot of fun. We're going to be doing the noon newscast. Our news director, Terry Bell, just finishing that up at the top of the 12 o'clock hour. And we're trying to bring more exciting and relevant information to our listeners. And that's including from the programming like Town Call and those extended news bits as well at the 8 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. hours. And so really excited on this new lineup that we have launched here at Civic Media today, and even more excited, Will, to join you on these airwaves.
The seat was hot, Luke, but the takes were always ice cold. You know how it be. We got Aaron on the board today. Aaron, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new Civic Media, more or less.
Yeah, we're having the Civic Media team is having a great time right now. Aaron just doing double duty as well. So I want to shout out Aaron, because he's just holding down the fort on that board. Aaron, I've been there before, man. I appreciate the work that you're doing today, and we would not be able to do this without you on the ones and twos.
Well, yeah, for sure. I'm glad to be here, and also, I can't lie, I am looking forward to when our new producer for the Todd Albaugh Show is trained, and I can dial it back just a touch.
There you go. But in the meantime, we do appreciate you stepping up and helping all the excellent production of the Civic Media content. But Will, let's tell the listeners a little bit more about what you and I are going to be doing here with Town Call.
So let's dive into it a little bit. So conceptually, this show is focused on you. And when I say you, I don't mean you, Luke Mathers. I mean you, the great listeners and the audience of the people of Wisconsin. This is a great state, right? And a show like this thrives on audience participation and homegrown opinions. We want to hear the people of Wisconsin's thoughts on the breaking news of the day, the most important news of the week, whatever is going on in your neck of the woods, what is bothering you, what is badgering you. This is your platform to speak. This is your opportunity to be the star. Have you ever wanted to have your voice on radio? Are you like me, where you might have the voice for radio, but you don't necessarily have the face for television? Well, great. I got this opportunity for you. Swoop on in to Town Call. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about the most important issues of the day. And we're going to have a back and forth. We're hoping to really generate real organic conversations between potentially like-minded, potentially antagonistic viewpoints. Now, with that being said, keep it professional, right? There's a right way and there's a wrong way to tell me that I'm wrong. Luke is pretty good at this. I would appreciate it if you told me if you kept it polite. But we want to foster good, real engagement, and we want you to be able to make sure that the audience and the listeners in the state of Wisconsin know what you, the great citizen of Wisconsin, thinks about an issue. Luke, anything to chime in?
Yeah, I think that's just an extension of the greater mission that we have here at Civic Media. We want to be able to provide local content, that local dialogue for our listeners and for the state of Wisconsin.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
People ask me all the time what the word plus in our name, Quality Plus Printing, stands for. Well, P is for pride. Take pride in our work and in being your locally owned full-service printer. L is for the latest technology and equipment. U is for unbeatable value. And S is for superior customer service. Experience the plus on your next printing and design project. Quality Plus Printing. We'll get your words out. 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. And call us at 715-423-7440.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in a row.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Right now, I'm driving to work, but that's not where I'm going. I'm going to more important things. I'm going to visit Papa. I'm going to go out with friends and to an anniversary dinner. And I look out at the big trucks and buses and people walking and think, we're all going somewhere. And we need to work together to share the road and get there safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 83. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 59. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 77. A mix of clouds and sun.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki.
Currently, it's 77.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
...from or on the national stage.
Yeah, and so it is something that, just using some of the numbers, because as you like to point out, you like to do your homework. I want to prove that even though I was on a little vacation over the last week, away from the office, that
we'll
I could do homework too.
Show, Luke, yeah, well, I am proud of you. I am proud of you.
I'm proud of me too, Will. Thank you so much. I wanted to bring the numbers. I wanted to bring what talk radio as a platform is and why it's so important that we have a platform like Town Call here on Civic Media. And so earlier this year, and this is a couple months back now, but World Radio Day was back in February, Will. And
Feb 13th, I believe.
Yep. Pew Research put together a handful of statistics surrounding why radio is such a large broadcast medium. why it's so important to have programs like Town Call and the network that Civic Media is putting together, why it's important to have something like this here in Wisconsin. And about 8 in 10 Americans, 80% of Americans ages 12 and older listen to terrestrial radio in a given week. I don't know, Will, if there is a platform. Maybe television is slightly higher than that, but that's incredible. 8 in 10?
Not with the cord cutters anymore, Luke. Young people are quickly leaving. I'd have to see the numbers on social media as well. From a world perspective, you know, there's multiple billion users of Facebook, for example. But in terms of outreach in America, 83% of Americans 12 or older listen to radio. Now, that is down from 89% in 2019, but radio is still king. That's 83 out of 100 people. More than 8 out of 10 Americans listen to radio on any given week.
Yeah. And, I mean, as Pew likes to point out, the decline there a little bit from 2020 was not as many people were in their cars. So the terrestrial radio, it's not commuting to work, does have a little bit of effect on that. But there's so many other, yeah, right? Did anything change all of a sudden? The way that we view public life and a lot of our institutions change? Yeah. But it's also important to point out that's why Civic Media is not just invested on just radio, terrestrial radio signals. We are a media company that is working to bring the content that we have and share it and disperse it in as many other ways as we can as well. So through the podcast, you can listen anytime on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can listen on social media. We're live right now on Civic Media's Facebook page. You can head over there. You can check us out, see the television version of what Will was describing earlier for his face. He does have a voice for radio, but you could be the judge of whether or not you like his mugshot.
That's how Luke is, like, politely tells me that I'm wrong without being rude. There's an example. For
I'm just saying there is a visual component for our listeners as well. Come on, Will. But we got a number of these other statistics that we're going to dive into about why it's so important to be invested in radio. And we're going to get to the topic of the day, topic du jour, Will, as well, coming up. But if you want to share a contribution with us here on Town Call, 844-967-2789.
Or if you're interested, please, we have a email set up and this will change. But for right now, reach out to towncallshow@gmail.com. We'd love to get you on the show, set you up for an episode, set you up for an entire day if you'd like to share something with us. We want to have you here again. This show is about you, the listeners and the people of Wisconsin. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to be able to get down to the nitty-gritty about what issues really matter to you and how we're able to platform those issues on a radio network that does cover the entire state, because Civic Media has done such a tremendous job expanding.
Folks, you're listening to Town Call. He's William Walter. I'm Luke Mathers. We're excited for this brand new show. Stay tuned with us, 844-967-2789.
We'll see you right after the break, folks.
All right, you have another song you want?
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Want to adopt a pet but unsure where to start? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Meet your potential new pet and get great animal care advice from these honored local guests. Experts in what they do, including food and treats from the Fed store, specialty toys, chews, leashes, and more with Bow Wow Meow, grooming tips from paws to tail, plus training and boarding ideas from the Rough Ranch, all Wisconsin Rapids-based businesses. races. It's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Brought to you by these pet-loving sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards, and locally grown radio WFHR. See you there.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Aaron, I think I sent him the lyrics, at least, that Chet produced. Welcome back to Town Call. It is Monday, June 1st, and it is launch day. I am so excited to be here with Luke Mathers, Aaron on the board, and joining us today for as my little personal guinea pig, let's say, Eric Rollholm, my great friend from our Wisconsin Revolution. Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day. Thanks so much for having me. How are you doing?
I can't complain. It's a lovely Wisconsin almost summer. I'll call it summer. June is summer to me. So we're going to be going over our big debate topic of the day with Eric shortly. I just first want to refer back to the article we were discussing before the break on the popularity and just, let's say, just how universally dominant radio still is in public life. This Pew Research Center survey noted that nearly half of U.S. adults say they sometimes or often get their news from radio. This survey was conducted in the summer of 2022, noting that 47% of U.S. adults are getting their news from radio at some point, which has remained relatively constant in recent years. And in fact, 7% of U.S. adults say they prefer radio to other platforms for getting news. So we know that radio is still a powerhouse in the media industry, and we want to be able to provide that local, homegrown, organic Wisconsin radio to you.
Yeah, and that's a big part of why we are changing up the schedule a little bit here. There's a little bit of the shuffling of the deck. We appreciate you listening to Town Call here on Civic Media. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. And Will, I do have to correct you. I was on vacation. Today's not June 1st, though, last time I checked.
I said June 5th.
Oh, I heard June 1st. My bad.
Did I misspeak? I was literally looking at my phone at the time because usually, you know, I love to give a shout out to the weather. Because
I forget what day it is when I'm on vacation, and I absolutely did that last week, but it sounded like first. If I'm correcting you without needed, my apologies.
Perhaps I misspoke, and I wish somebody would have corrected me sooner because now I feel ridiculous. But I was quite literally looking at my phone to get the temperature because, you know, I will always take an opportunity to, you know, throw myself a bone when we get a nice weather day after a hard 3 months of winter negotiations.
Right. And the next statistic off of the Pew Research is an interesting one for me. Very eye-popping that most radio journalists feel highly connected to their audience. In the Center's 2020 survey of journalists, about 6 in 10 radio and podcast journalists, 59%, said they felt extremely or very connected to their listeners. That was significantly higher than the 45% of print journalists, 44% for TV journalists, and 43% of online journalists. So the engagement here, that's really what we're striving for as well with Town Call. We want engaged listeners contributing to the program, 844-967-2789. If you haven't already written down the number, make sure you do so. You can save it on your phone. You can just know Civic Media, boom, there you're calling us. But we want to be engaged with the listening audience. We want to have these conversations, and we're going to have some dialogue going on here at Town Call on a number of different topics. And as you pointed out, your friend Eric is joining us today to kick off this format.
I also have to note quick, Luke, the reverse side of the statistic you just gave is also beneficial towards radio. They asked if you feel, quote, little or not connected at all. Radio was down at only 10%, while print, TV, and online ranged between 16 and 19%. So radio is still the most effective and most efficient way to build a community with your listeners. And to all of our great listeners out there in the state of Wisconsin, we want you to be a part of our community. We want to hear what you have to say. We want you to call into Town Call. So we're going to jump into our meat and potatoes conversation of the day with Mr. Eric Rolholm. Eric, we're talking a Cap Times article on former state senator Kathy Bernier isn't finished fighting election denialism in Wisconsin. Luke, question of the day. How do we want to pose this? How would we like to get this conversation rolling? What is the discourse for today? That was correctly stated, by the way. It is a discourse as long as we're doing this on mic.
There you go. Well, my biggest thing when I saw this article is a question that I think we could ask both Eric and the listeners, is that it is an interesting perspective to take. Is it better to leave this form of public office? If you're saying that, okay, you're still going to take on election denialism, but you were a member of the state Senate, you were a part of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you decided to leave, not fight that battle in public life, but now going in to the private/nonprofit sector and going into that realm to wage this war on election denialism. And so is it better to stay and fight the fight in public life, or is it better to leave and go fight these battles about election denialism that we've seen, Wisconsin being the focal point of that? Wisconsin spent longer than any other state.
This is ground zero.
Quote unquote, reviewing the 2020 election. And so I think it's an interesting question to ask, and we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Is it better for our public officials to continue to wage this fight when it comes to pushing back against election denialism in their official positions in the state Senate, the state assembly, anywhere in state government, in federal government? Or is it that they can try to get more done in the private sector? We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789.
Perhaps, and I hate to jump in before you, Eric, but something that just screamed very realistic possibility when you were going over that, Luke, is accountability. We've talked about it in the past that a large percentage of the population would like to be able to do and say what they want without repercussions, and removing yourself from the scrutiny of public life to be able to do and say whatever you want behind the scenes seems like a pretty aggressive attempt to kind of, I don't want to say cover your tracks, but be able to do what you want to do without the public eye watching you. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think the less accountability in the nonprofit private sphere is could be a contributor to that. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting topic for me. I love that you started off by talking about that Pew poll, because one of the things that's on my mind right away, I'm reminded of how the line sort of between campaigns, politics, and between government has sort of blurred. And that the internet has played a big role in that. But I'm reminded all the way back to when Newt Gingrich started to do his speeches in the U.S. House when they added cameras into the House of Representatives. So for the better part of 30 years or even more, there's been a big incentive for public officials to maybe be bombastic at times, and for the need for attention to sort of override the need for good policy and good governance. That's really where I see a lot of the stop the steal nonsense coming in. And I have a lot of respect for, just like former Senator Bernier, I have a lot of respect for our election clerks and the local officials who work on our elections. But in this case, it seems like she made a really intelligent decision to duck out of it. It is a little bit too little too late for the Republican Party as far as respecting democracy. You know, you hear a lot lately about the need to protect our democracy. But one of the really unfortunate things is that this attack on our democracy actually goes back even farther than Stop the Steal. You could argue it goes back to gerrymandering and Act 10 and some of the nonsense that happened in our state with Scott Walker. You could argue it goes back even further than that as well. So unfortunately, there's actually several decades of history of the GOP attacking our democracy bit by bit, whether that's by eliminating public financing of elections and letting corporate money really dump into our elections. It's where you see a lot of super PAC money funded by billionaires. That stuff has really eroded our discourse. It's really sowed a lot of confusion and distrust. And so acting like the GOP in any way is redeemable on this issue of democracy, I personally think is a little bit of a farce. They're on the record for decades, like I said, tearing down our democracy. So I think she made the right choice to get out and kind of stake an independent ground. Now, I would also say, where was she when gerrymandering was happening? Where was she when Citizens United was overturned? You know, it's a little bit too little too late, in my opinion.
I think something really interesting that you noted as well at the beginning, as three young people, we kind of grew up in the era of television going towards this route, but it reminds me of reality TV, except it's being used instead. It's key. The most important aspect of a presentation is now, did you get your 10 to 15 to 30 second soundbite that can be blasted on social media that night, that can be blasted on whatever your preferred television program is? They are, a lot of what they're doing is performative, and it's designed to rile up anger either from their team or against their opposition. And that's just not healthy for the long-term success of a democracy. It's not sustainable. And we're seeing the results of this through, at the national level in particular, but we talked about how radio is still one of the most effective means of reaching the public. Look at some of the surveys on what individuals think of politicians in general in comparison to their elected official, right? The vast majority of American citizens despise elected officials. They have approval ratings sometimes below 20%, absurd. However, most people tend to like their elected official because their elected official is catering this personality to be someone who is a worker for your local area. They're getting their soundbite on why I'm doing great work for my people. And it's not my problem because my official is great. It's everybody else's problem. It comes back to accountability, right? You don't want to look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, well, we should have elected someone better. Instead, you want to blame it on somebody else. Why didn't they elect someone better?
Yeah, it's one of the more interesting diametrically opposed points when you have such negative rating of Congress or the U.S. Senate, the House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate, and then everybody still, the incumbency factor, the incumbents get reelected. And so people do like to their politicians. And I think it's important to be able to say, I think it's interesting, Eric, that your stance is the right decision, but a little too late. I feel like we need more of our politicians to be able to continue to stay being politicians rather than leaving. And maybe Will, you hit on something. It's just the fact that they don't have to be held accountable to voters. And maybe she couldn't have been reelected. I don't know. We don't know that, but we do know that she left public life for a role now trying to push back on election denialism. And it's going to be an interesting journey to watch how an organization and organizations that are working on this across the state of Wisconsin and the country are going to be able to see success rather than having the individuals, because she herself is an election official. She was an election official in Chippewa Falls. And so having that kind of knowledge for our elected officials, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, I think would have been, if we had more people like Kathy Bernier that had that background elected to public life here in Wisconsin, we could have seen further pushback of this election denialism sooner rather than waiting to this point.
It's really interesting that you mention incumbency, and sorry to jump in. I hope I'm not cutting you off well. It's interesting that you mention incumbency. I really share your view there. I wish there were a space for conservative Republican politicians to run in the Republican Party and be effective at protecting democracy. But so you mentioned incumbency, so that's existing politicians getting reelected. So there were only 10 members of the U.S. House of Representatives who voted to impeach Donald Trump over Stop the Steal. I'm not going to remember all 10 of their names off the top of my head. Almost all lost re-election. Either they decided not to run because they were being attacked so much by their own voters, or they were primaried out. This includes Jamie Herrera Butler, nominally a moderate Democrat from Washington, who was primaried out by a very far-right Republican. So far-right, in fact, that her longtime Republican district actually flipped to Democrat. Another good example is Adam Kinzinger in Illinois, someone who gained a lot of popularity for not only standing up for Trump, but also for his advocacy about Ukraine. And again, pushed straight out of his party. So as much as I am very supportive of politicians in both parties and all parties fighting for democracy and fighting to make our democracy more responsive to voters, unfortunately, it just doesn't seem like there's a place for that in the GOP right now. It's really too bad.
And I think gerrymandering has a lot to do with that as well. You touched on it, that if you're going to get primaried by someone either even more, let's say, extreme that caters to the voting demographic of your party, it's really, really hard to kind of keep that balance. So we're going to be right back after the break. We got one more segment for you on this inaugural episode of Town Call. Do you want to be like Eric? Please give us a call and you can be on the show for the rest of the week. We have a number of excellent ideas and discussions ready to come up. We'll see you right after the break.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 83. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows around 59. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77. A mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Nailed it. This is Town Call, and we want to hear from you. What do you have to say? We got a couple callers on the line. We're going to go to you right now. Luke, who's calling in for us today?
Yeah, first up this afternoon, we got Jeannie and Eau Claire calling in. Jeannie, what's on your mind?
Hey there, Jeannie.
Hey, I'm so excited, guys. I got you on the radio. 93.5 FM, and it is heavenly. I just had to call and tell you how excited I was. This is a great thing for our side of the state. So keep up the great work, and, oh, man, I'm so excited. I turned on the radio, and there you guys were. So you guys have a great day, and thank you so much.
Absolutely, Jeannie. We appreciate
you
listening.
Thanks so much, Jeannie.
Yeah, we got on tap now in Eau Claire, 93.5, as Jeannie pointed out. That's also a huge aspect, Will, of what's going on today. We're not just shuffling up the lineup, making some changes there. We are introducing the Civic Media programming in four different cities, markets around the state. So up in Eau Claire, our friend Jeannie listening there on the dial. You can also now catch Civic Media in La Crosse, Racine, Kenosha, and I believe Hayward as well. So a lot of exciting things going on here at Civic Media. We're thrilled to be able to provide these platforms and these shows. And so, I mean, the biggest headline of the day, Town Call with William Walter and Luke Mathers, now from 12:15 to 1 every day. And then the other Civic Media news farther down the list.
But we touched on what matters, what's important.
Exactly.
And that's Town Call.
Exactly. We also got Mark from Prairie to Stack calling in. Mark, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, great to hear, Jeannie. I wonder if current denial, you talk about election denialism, isn't just the Republican nihilism toward democracy, and that complete rejection of democracy itself, that I don't think they really believe in democracy at all anymore, that they're willing to do whatever it takes to win elections, and that in that they are kind of political bedfellows with the fascists of World War II that also rejected democracy, that they're willing to do whatever it takes to win, and if it takes gerrymandering and rejection of democratic principles, that they're willing to go with that. So I mean that maybe it's just a degree of the English language where denialism and nihilism kind of, in this particular case, kind of line up as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
Mark. Well, it reminds me of the David Frum quote. Remember, he was a former speechwriter for President George W. Bush. This is an establishment conservative who said, quote, if conservatives become convinced that they cannot win democratically, they will not abandon conservatism. They will reject democracy. And that's what your statement really reminded me of there. We got one more call on the line. We got Tom from West Allis. Tom, how are you doing on this lovely Monday, June 5th?
I am doing just wonderful. Thank you for taking my call. I, so far, am happy with your show. I was a little skeptical of the whole change, but I guess it's changed, and you just got to get used to that. And I've been liking what I'm hearing. One quick thing, and this is another critique about with the change here. You have, like, a different news going, and for Southeastern Wisconsin News, it's all about shootings and gun violence. I'm like, is there anything else happening in Milwaukee other than that? Because if I wanted to hear that, I could listen to Fox. It's just my point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I mean, we'd love to have some more positive news to bring you during the day. I guess I get reminded of the old quote, if it bleeds, it leads, particularly when related to print media. I took a course in college actually on truth in the media that noted that the vast majority of negative news stories outperform positive news stories. So it tends to be the avenue that is taken. But Luke, I want to catch you up a little bit these last couple
well,
minutes.
And can I interject one thing there as well, Will?
Oh, yes, of course. Please,
Tom.
Please.
So Tom is in the reshuffling. I'm going to be working a little bit more with the news team here at Civic Media, and I'm thrilled for that opportunity. I'm going to be working with the journalists that we have around the state of Wisconsin. And I will tell you, Tom, gun violence is a huge thing. It's a huge problem. It needs to be talked about. There's no doubting that. But I don't disagree with your sentiment, Tom, that there are other things out there, and we are in this process of expanding as a statewide radio network. We want to be able to provide that. And so we are working right now to build out the journalist team around the state. We are working to be able to be in these communities and deliver local news content to communities across the Civic Media Network. And I can tell you, Tom, one of my goals will be to make sure that we are covering more positive aspects of what's going on, not only in southeastern Wisconsin, but around the state. Several of the stories that have come out of St. Croix County lately have been with gun violence, but with officer-involved shootings, that the individuals with guns are not practicing them safely. There are individuals that this past weekend, a man was shot in St. Croix County for threatening a woman and two children, and he left the property and was shot by law enforcement officials. And that's another aspect of gun violence. And so gun violence is absolutely going to be covered. That is news. It is something that we as a state and as a society need to be talking about. But we hope to be able to provide more local content from programming to news coverage as well. But please, Will, do catch me up on what I meant. It's been a week. It's been a while.
Lot.
Yeah, I missed a lot.
It was a busy week. It's always a busy week in American politics. So we'll start with the debt ceiling, as we discussed extensively on Thursday. And Eric, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. We do only have a couple minutes, but the argument between Senator Bernie Sanders and Rep. Ilhan Omar, one voted yes, admitting that the debt ceiling bill was not anywhere close to enough. However, the catastrophic economic impact of rejecting it would be worse compared to Sanders, who said no, because the bill is, quote, totally unnecessary. The president has the authority and the ability to eliminate the debt ceiling today by invoking the 14th Amendment. This did not happen. Why is this the route that certain progressive politicians took while others took the opposing route?
Well, ultimately, at the end of the day, what's really frustrating to me is that we had a narrow majority of Republicans in the House of Representatives that were willing to take our economy to the brink. And in the pressure, there were a lot of different routes that different politicians recommended taking. I myself agreed with the Progressive Caucus and with Senator Sanders that invoking the 14th Amendment and not compromising with the Republicans to cut food aid, cut benefits, cut health care for hardworking people in our nation. Unfortunately, that was a very unnecessary step. This does, though, underscore the reality of why elections are so important at the congressional level, at the Senate level, even at the state and the local level, sometimes especially, because the reality is that if we had a majority of pro-people powered, pro-democracy representatives in that chamber, we would not have been brought to this crisis in the first place. I think that's really important to remember.
100%, Eric. Couldn't agree more. So thank you so much for joining us today, Eric Rolholm. If you want to be like Eric, give us a call. We could have you on Town Call. We want to hear from you, the people of Wisconsin. This is your show. You are the star. I want to know what you think. Luke wants to know what you think. And we're going to find out tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Mom.
Mama, what does the chicken say?